Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Ready to win. Are you ready to win out there?
Yes, we are.
I know that's right. Good afternoon. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we are here in the studio live with our favorite engineer,
Alan.
All right, you guys. We've been doing a countdown to Christmas. And we're just so excited. Christmas is 2 days away. And we know that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yes,
and so we
is.
Are just so thankful to celebrate another year, another beautiful Christmas with our family and friends, and we sure hope that you guys are too. And we're going to go ahead and start our show like we do every week with the awesome scripture from Pastor Dab.
All right. So good to be here one more day, another day. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I was just so glad that the Lord woke me up to see a new day, one I'd never seen before. So all I can do is give him some praise, honor, glory, and tell God thank you. Thank him for just another day, because somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody's sick. Somebody's in the hospital. So just give God the honor, the glory, and the praise, and be grateful for this day. And one word to leave you with, Luke 1:37 says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Did you get that? For with God, nothing will be impossible. So that gives you something to meditate on, and just know that all things are possible to those who believe.
That's right.
All right.
Amen. I love that scripture. That scripture is the scripture that we can stand on when people give you bad news, when they give you, they try to speak doubt over your life and speak doubt over your kids. And do, you know, we know when you know that and you have that word planted on the inside of you,
that's
it just gives you something that you can stand on.
Right.
And I remember when the doctor told me that, oh, Gabriel's not going to get any better. He's probably going to be like this for the rest of his life. I was like, the devil is a liar.
I know that's
Because I had that word on the inside of me.
Right.
So I know that nobody can take my faith away.
Amen. You have to be grounded and rooted in the Lord.
Yeah. And I hear what you say, but I'm still believing what God says.
That's
and God
it.
Says that nothing is impossible.
Nothing
okay?
is impossible.
For with God, nothing
with
is
impossible. With God, all
nothing
things
is
are
impossible.
Possible.
So we know that all things are possible. And so with that being said, we're going to go ahead and talk about our topic today. We've been doing a countdown to Christmas, but I just want to encourage you. Last week when we were talking about all the beautiful Christmas movies Mommy's been watching on Hallmark. She loves those holiday movies, you guys. She watches them all year. But she just really loves the Christmas movies. And I love the Christmas movies too. We'd sit there and watch so many Christmas movies together. And the love and the joy that the movies portray. And I think we all want that in our own homes, you know? And so I want to talk to you guys a little bit today about being the star in your own Christmas movie this year. You are creating your own Christmas movie, and it starts right now. Okay.
Yes.
It starts today. If you haven't been already doing some fun things that have led up to, to this, but you guys start creating your own Christmas movie today, and know that you're the star of your own show. Quit looking for everybody else's perfect life on television and realize that God has already given you and blessed you with a beautiful family, a beautiful life, and the same opportunities that you see that it looks like they have on television, you have right here in your very own reality. And so I just want to encourage you guys to start filming your show. You know, when we started filming our show with Gabe, our life, I didn't think anybody would ever care about watching what we did with Gabe. You know, I just wanted to be able to go back and look at the progress that he was making. I did it mostly for myself, but I remember when Autism Awareness Month came, I said, I'm going to set a goal, because, you know, people just put everything on Facebook. I said, I'm going to really show people what it's like to have a child that has special needs, because I've had people say, oh my gosh, you just have the perfect life. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what are you thinking? You don't see the reality, right?
Right.
And I do have the perfect life. It's the perfect life that God has for me. But I wanted to show people what it's really like, because sometimes it looks easier than what it really is. And so I started filming, and I didn't have any fancy equipment. I just used a cell phone, guys. And I still just use a cell phone, and it works, because I like to simplify everything. I can't have things being all too difficult. And so I know how to work a cell phone, and I just video our life. And, you know, from that experience, I realized a couple things. I realized, number one, people do care about what's going on in your life, because people really like to watch other people. That's why we mm-hmm. watch movies. That's why right. we watch soap operas. I mean, that's why we watch these reality TV shows and everything. So people do like to watch other people. And number two, people can learn from other right. people. And mm-hmm. so that was just such a big eye opener for us when we started filming and jotting our journey, tracking our journey, able to share our progress, share ups and share downs. And, you know, really when you do that, you become the star of your own movie.
That's right.
And I really encourage you guys this Christmas season to start tracking your journey and become the star in your own movie, so that you can share your story with other people, so that they can have hope, that That's they right. can know that their life can get better every day, that they can know that no matter what, even with these obstacles, that you still go, you don't stay stuck in the house. You know, I love hearing and seeing success stories like that over and over again. And it just gives me hope. And I hope, and I know that that's what we're giving out. We want to give you guys hope. That's what our life is all about, is to share our journey and to give you hope. And so we're going to come back in right after this song. We're going to just tell you guys it's going to be a good day. And this is my baby's laughter. This is all part of me, knowing that Gabriel is the star of our show.
Yes.
And I captured this laughter one day, and we're sharing it with the world now.
Good morning, world. Good morning. The sun rose again. It's a new day for me to reach my dreams, full of opportunity. I hope you'll take this moment and leave your past behind. You can't move forward looking back. Don't want to live your life and rewind. It's a new day for me to reach my dreams. It's a new day full of opportunity. It's a new day, and I have everything I need. So you matter where you've been, every time the sun comes up, I know I've got a fresh start. Every time the sun comes up, I know that I can make it. Life can have you so burnt out. I know it's full of ups and downs. But every time I lift my voice, I will say, it's gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a good day.
Aww. You guys hear that? It's gonna be a good day.
Yes, it is.
You hear that baby's laughter? Yep. And that's when Gabriel was around two years old. And I remember we were at the park over in our neighborhood running through the field, and I was just like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, he's just so happy. And I wanted to capture that laughter. Mm-hmm. And then I said, well, he doesn't quite talk yet, so how can I get him to be a part of my musical experience? And we were able to merge mm-hmm. his laughter into the song that the Lord gave me while we were at the park that day.
Yes.
And so I love that song because it says it's going to be a good day.
Right.
All right. Good morning, world. And every day when we wake up with that attitude, it's going to be a good day.
Mm-hmm.
We never know what kind of day we're going to have. We always say that with Gabriel. We really never know what kind of day we're going to have. However, we believe that it's going to be a good day. And it's just like the scripture says, with God, all things are possible. With mm-hmm. God, nothing shall be impossible. Mm-hmm. Right. And so when you have that kind of attitude, it just really sets the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. It sets the atmosphere for things, just for blessings to flow your way. We just walk in favor. I'm telling you guys.
Yes.
It's just amazing when you just set the atmosphere for your life and for your family.
Right. You just have to call those things that be not as though they were. And you have to believe God's word and take him at his word.
Mm-hmm.
Try God.
And see.
Oh, prove
taste
him,
and
yeah.
see that the Lord is
he's good.
Yes, he's so good. And so we just, you know, I think about all of the things that we've done and all the way that it all started. And it started with what looked like could have been the worst thing in the world that happened. And God has just turned it around into such a blessing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just so thankful to be able to share our story. And we're talking today, not about our story, but about your story, because
yes.
we are, you know, letting you know that you're the star in your own movie.
That's right.
And you're creating your own movie. And when over the break, Mommy was saying that all of our lives, we all have a movie.
You're right.
All
our lives are movies. All movies.
Yeah.
Some get produced.
Some get produced and go to Hollywood or Hallmark.
Some get captured on video, some mm-hmm. by pictures, but believe it or not, somebody is watching you mm-hmm. no matter where you go. So we just want to be the best that we can be and represent who we are and who we believe and who we say we are. Mm-hmm. You know, we're connected to Jesus Christ. And so let's just be a representative and so others to see, because that might be the only
movie that they ever see. Yeah, that might be
the movie about Jesus that they ever see is to us, how we treat somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to be a walking billboard, I guess,
mm-hmm.
so people can see.
And if you haven't started last night we were making our Christmas trains.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo-choo. And we spent like 5 hours, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a long activity, but it was so much fun. And what did we do? We did capture it. We videoed it just so we can go back and look and see all the progress that our students are making. And we had a lot of fun making those trains. I mean, we did so much. We used green icing and created trees and little New York patties and made wheels for the train and licorice to make the rail of the train and pretzels to make the train track and little train cakes. And we had snow and ice and
coconut for the snow and icing to hold it.
It's just a lot of sugar.
It was an awesome project.
It was an awesome project.
The kids really enjoyed it.
They really, really did. Mm-hmm. They enjoyed it. And we enjoyed it, too. And that's what I'm talking about. We had on our Christmas hats. We had our Christmas music playing in the background. Mm-hmm. And it just was so much fun to do that and to create those memories. And that's what I'm talking about.
Setting the atmosphere.
Set the atmosphere. Be the star of your own movie and capture it and share it so that your kids can go back and look at it like, wow, we did this. Oh, I remember when we did this, you know. And it's amazing to see the progress that they make from year to year to year.
Yes.
So
I remember when Star was a little girl, I used to encourage her singing. So she's been singing from probably the time she was maybe 2. And then I got her, you know, when she was 3 and 4, I got her like a microphone and a little little boombox or whatever. And I always knew she was going to be a star. That's why I gave her the name before she even came into the world. But I used to have a love for music, and I really still do. So I instilled that into my daughter. And I used to always, like, when she was in plays, Christmas plays and everything, and musical plays and dancing and everything, I used to always want to remember those moments so when she grew up she could see, you know, how she grew up and then how she has really flourished and thrived and became where she's at to this point, and that she looks back over her life, she can see where she started from and she can also see her progress.
I can. And I also, you know, when she, my mom always videoed too, so I was watching the videos the other day, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I always had support from my family. And you don't realize that when you're 8, like all these family members come out because they believe in you. But when you get older, you realize when people take time to stop what they're doing to come out to something that you're in, you have a lot of support and a lot of people believing in you. And just to see that from this vantage point at 40, okay, to go back to when I was 7, 8, you know, years old, 9 years old, and I seen 10 and 15 of my family members coming to see me in my little place. And Mr. Dillon,
grandparents,
that they really
cousins.
Believed in me and that they believed in what I was doing. And mommy would be there videoing. It just makes you feel good. And it makes you feel like a sense of responsibility. Like, you know what? You've got to be successful. You've got to make it because you owe it to them to be something, to make it, to be better than just, I'm just average. But mommy said, don't you ever say that again. And you owe it to yourself and to
don't
your
ever
family
just think that you're just average,
to be better than and to make progress and to be your best. And so I think that that's it. And to know that you can do it, that, you know, a lot of times I think we in the social media era, we get so used to watching everybody else's life and not living our own.
That's so true.
You know,
right?
Watching everybody else have all these celebrations and celebrate and all these victories. And then when you look at yourself, you're like, what am I doing? You have to start capturing your victories.
Right.
You know, count your blessings, name them one by one. We said that last week, but it's so true. And capture them and share your victories. And even if you don't want to share them with the whole world of Facebook, you can share those victories with your family. And, you know, there's so many different privacy settings that you can set up to capture those victories and those memories and share them. And I know we did that with our crews, just to be able to share pictures and videos across from the north of the east coast to the west coast. You know, we're sharing videos from people that were all the way west coast and east coast, where they're able to see, and even the family members that weren't able to come, they're still able to see and experience the trip because we were able to document and to capture it.
That's so true. And just use what's in your hands. And just about everybody has a cell phone. So, you know, with the cameras on it and you can push that record button and capture wherever you go. And boy, it'll be such a blessing to your children. I know when I was recording, I had VHSs and now we have the DVDs and now we have other things in this technology that people use. But just use what you have at the time, you know. And boy, it's sure a blessing. Like Star said, when she was 40, she can look back and see all her family support. She said, oh, I didn't know all those people were there. She said that. She's like, oh, you didn't know? I said, yeah, all your family. They came for all your events.
They came for all my events. And my mom had me singing at all these different things. And I seen all these wardrobe. I was changing clothes like I was Whitney, honey. I was changing clothes 2 and 3 times. And I was singing right in the
she
dirt at the fair.
Country Western.
Singing country Western songs. And
events.
And I was just.
Fairs.
Had a lot of fun. But it was so much fun being able to go
like
back
star
and watch
then.
It. I was.
Two or three changes.
Two or three clothes, you know, wardrobe change, hair and makeup, you know. But, and I think when you're young, you're so protected by your family. And then when the older you get, you start to doubt yourself, you know. But you really have to know there's a star inside of you. That's the first song that the Lord gave me that I wrote. There's a star inside of you. And knowing that you can be the star in your own show. And you are writing your own movie, guys. Believe it or not, you're writing your own movie. You're living out your own movie right now. And I hope you guys have had a fun time living out your Hallmark Christmas movie for the Christmas season. I sure hope you guys have. We have. It's been a lot of fun for us with Gabe.
Yeah, just stay encouraged. And we just come to bring hope today and encourage you to let you know that you're not alone, that you're going to make it, and that you too can do it, you know.
That's it.
You can have it too. You know, we don't have to just think, only in the movies. Because it's not only in the movies. It's for you and for me.
That's right. For you and for me, not just for everybody else.
Right.
So, with that being said, we're going to go on and play us another song. This day we're going to play, how about I'm an Overcomer?
Yes, we
what
are.
What about you?
What about you? I know you are overcomers out there. We all are. We're just so thankful.
Thank God we're still here.
Still here. Chance to be an overcomer.
And I'm Pastor Dab.
This is Star. You're listening to Ready to Win.
Yeah.
Guys, and we're just so excited. We come on the air every Saturday from 12 to 1. And our mission and our goal is to be able to help families that have special needs children, for you to get connected to resources that you need, to give you hope and ideas on things that can help you along your journey. And we just want to thank all of you guys who have been following us on our journey, who have tuned in, who have supported us over, it's been almost a year since we've been on the air, but yes, some of you guys have been supporting us way longer than we've been on the air. Some of you have been a part of our lives for a long time, ever since the very beginning. And so we just thank you for all
thank
of your
you
support.
Very much, everyone out there.
All your love. And we thank you for even being a blessing and all your giving to our nonprofit organization, the Giveaway Foundation. And the Giveaway Foundation, you guys know, is named after Gabriel and Grace, his twin that has passed away. And GAF, Giveaway Foundation, Grace Ann Fields, Gabriel Allen Fields. And we do what we do because of them. And yes, so we're so thankful. And we thank you guys for your support and continue to be a support to us. And if you have any questions or topics that you would like to discuss, please leave them on our Facebook page. And you can always visit our website, www.giveawayfoundation, to stay connected with what we're doing. And also, you can, there's a big donate button there if you would like to give and support what we do out here in the community to make it better for children and families with special needs. You can do so there. So thank you so much. Stay tuned because we're ready to win.
Yes.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The FBI said yesterday it found a martyrdom letter and several guns in the home of a former Marine who said he wanted to carry out a Christmas Day attack on San Francisco's Pier 39.
Agents raided the home of Everett Jameson this week, saying they found two rifles, a 9mm handgun, fireworks, and his last will and testament. During the search, they say Jameson stated his support of the group ISIS and terrorism and talked about the plan to carry out an attack on Christmas Day, saying his military training would come in handy.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. In Maine, the Department of Transportation is urging people to stay off the roads today because of a wintry mix. It's likely to turn to frozen ice on the roads a little later today.
It's very slippery. It's very, very dangerous right now. So we're advising people, if you can restrict your travel, please do so, and let the crews do what they need to do to try to get through this storm.
A tropical storm has unleashed flash flooding and set off landslides in the southern Philippines at a peak time for travel and Christmastime preparations, leaving at least 75 people dead and 58 other people missing there. So what is a Bitcoin worth now? Lately, nobody seems to know for sure. After a wild roller coaster ride among investors this week, it's now worth a good deal less. Market analyst Elliot Prechter.
It's a highly, highly emotional market right now. So what we're seeing with this volatility doesn't really surprise us very much at all. It's just been the way Bitcoin's been since its inception. And it makes sense when it's something that is very, very hard to value.
After losses over the last few days, the digital currency fell as much as 30% in overnight trading in Asia. After some downtime for repairs, Britain's iconic Big Ben bell chimed for the first time today in several months. This is SRN News.
Hi there. Thanks so much for making us part of your holiday weekend. Your forecast on this Saturday before Christmas, plenty of sunshine, afternoon highs up there in the 70s. Tonight, cloudy with areas of fog developing, overnight temperature 62. Partly cloudy skies for Sunday, chance for rain at 40% with highs in the 70s. Christmas Eve night, mostly cloudy skies, overnight temperature 50. And for Christmas Day Monday, sunny and cooler day with highs near 60 only. And the outlook for Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the 60s.
All right, guys, This is Star, and we are ready to win. We're back. And once again, I just want to thank you so much for all of your support that you've shown us and given us over the past almost a year we've been on the air.
And we're so truly grateful.
Yes, we are.
Yes, and we just thank God for this opportunity, and we just hope that something that we've said or done through this year has been a blessing to you, and we just continue to do what we've been called to do.
Right.
So we thank God for this calling that he has us here for such a time as this to be able to reach out to those that have a need and have an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord.
All right. And so we're just thankful for that, you know, thankful to be able to share the information that we've been blessed with along the way. And we're going to get a guest panel, a lineup of different speakers that are going to be coming on for the new year.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you guys have any topics that you want discussed or any specific things that you need help with, we would love to know those. You can share those with us. You can email us at info@giveawaytion.org, or you can go on our Facebook page. The Giveaway Foundation has got the green and blue hands on there, and it says giveawayfoundation.org. So you can get connected with us online, visit our website, and just contact us. And we would love to have you on the show to share your story. If you are an overcomer out there and you have a child or a family member that has special needs and you're doing some great things in the community to make it better for everybody, we would love for you to come on and share your story about what you're doing. Because that's our goal, is to give people hope,
right,
and to connect them to resources that can help them along the way.
Yes, and you're not alone. There's somebody else doing or has a need just like you do. But as when we all come together and just help, we can help one another be stronger together than apart.
That's so true. And that's what we are. And so this second part of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about some goal setting as we're getting ready to go into the new year. A lot of times I think that we set goals in a lot of different areas, maybe money goals and weight loss goals at the beginning of the year and all these different goals. I'm going to get out of debt. Yeah. I think getting out of debt and losing weight are like the top two, right? Getting out of debt and losing weight. One of those is number one and one of them is number two.
Yeah.
And
lose weight.
But we wanted to set some goals for our children, you know, and we know that every child grows and develops at their own pace. And, but everything that we do with them, we want to remember that it's intentional, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is like the word with Gabriel. And in this, on this journey, everything is intentional. Nothing just happens by chance, you know? So if he's going to learn how to ride the bike, for us, our experience is that one person's on one foot moving the foot and the other person is on the other foot moving the foot. And we have to do that week in, week out, week in, week out. We're doing, the therapists are involved. The parents are involved. Everybody's involved. So, you know, for him to learn that skill. And just speaking of that skill, I'll just say Gabriel is doing so well with the bicycle riding. Last week with his bicycle and his therapist and myself, he rode, I know, at least two houses, past two houses by himself.
Great.
So I was like, yay! He's getting it. Like, I was able to step back. And, of course, I had my camera because I'm capturing the moment. But my baby, I'm capturing the moment from when he wasn't pedaling at all. So you guys seen, I mean, we would be great. We would be in such a deep sweat by the time we would get back down the block. Our backs were hurting because we did all that pedaling, bending down, trying to pedal.
Trying to watch the traffic.
She's on one leg, I'm on the other leg.
Trying not to get ran over.
Trying not to run into cars because you're trying to hold his legs, and then the cars are parked on the side of the street, so you're trying not to run into the cars. And
hold the steering wheel because we had to steer the bike too.
You had to steer everything. But he rode two houses by himself, And he is getting the concept of pedaling to move the bicycle forward. And that was great. So these last 2 weeks of his bicycle riding have been amazing.
And
intentional, guys.
Intentional.
It's intentional.
Because
intentionally we get down on each side and pedal those feet. We pedal those feet, okay?
So we just can't speak, I want Gabriel to ride the bicycle. We have to do. We have to be action, had to put some action behind it.
Yeah, because faith without works is dead. Okay? And so you have to be intentional. Mm-hmm. And you guys know I wrote my song Ready to Win because it took Gabriel 18 months to learn how to put a ball in a container, just for him to learn how to put something in. Yes. But now, guess what? That skill has transferred into so many different things. I can say, Gabriel, put your shoes in the basket. Mm-hmm. He knows how to put his shoes in the basket. When we're at the grocery store, Gabriel, pick up your crackers that you want to put them in the basket. Mm-hmm. He knows how to put them in. Now, he mm-hmm. throws them in, but they go in. You know, so that skill has transferred into and transferred over into mm-hmm. so many different things that are useful in his life. And that's the same way I feel about the bicycle, because it's something that he will learn. He'll be able to get a form of exercise mm-hmm. and it's going to be able to help in so many different areas. And it's something that we can do together as a family and be able to ride our bikes together. And right. so, and he loves being outdoors. Mm-hmm. So, but what I'm saying is intentional. It all is intentional. And so what are you going to be intentional about for 2018? And I want you to think about that. And I want you to make your list and share some of it with us if you can. If they're not personal things, share some of the things that you're going to be intentional about for 2018. I would love for us to be able to start a dialogue, or you can even call in 904-401-1413 if you're out there listening. Let us know what you're going to be intentional about for 2018. It might have to do with your diet, okay? Or, you know, not that you have to be on a diet, but it might just be like, I want to put better food into my family this year. You know what I mean? That's something mm-hmm. that we've really worked on and try to be mostly consistent with, is being intentional with our weight and with our what we're putting in our body, because I know that when yeah. we eat better foods, we feel better overall.
Much better.
And so we really try to be intentional with those things that we can't be intentional with. So what are you going to be intentional with for 2018? And specifically concerning your child with special needs, what are some things that you really, really want to focus on working with, you know, mm-hmm. for 2018?
That's good.
That's my question for you out there. Out there, if you're out there listening to the truth, call in and let us know. What are you going to be intentional about? And I'll just tell you this. I remember a parent said to me, Gabriel's not going to get potty trained till the mom gets, you have to be potty trained first. And it's so true. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, you're not potty trained, so he's not going to get potty trained. So the mom has to get potty trained. And I said, what does that mean? You know, the mom's not potty trained. Like, I wasn't potty trained. And you know what it meant? It meant that I was not doing for Gabriel what I did for myself. If when I get ready to leave the house, what do? Go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the intentional. When I get back home, what do I do? Go to the bathroom, whatever. So those are the things that you do for right. your child. When you have to go to the bathroom, they go to the bathroom. You know, all those things are intentional. And since I started to be intentional with the way I saw potty training, the way I viewed it, I began to see the difference with Gabe. Mm-hmm. And so we started to do toileting on the hour. Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you guys these examples because these are real functional life skills that he is getting better and better with every single day. I mean, literally, he's doing so, so well with his potty training and his, you know, with the whole potty training, toileting issue. He's doing a lot better. So it's consistency and it's being really intentional.
Right.
And a lot of things with our children that have special needs, they are going to take many, many, many more repetitions. So start early mm-hmm. and be intentional. And that's what I can say about that.
Yes. He had an anniversary too.
He did have an anniversary and we've celebrated, and you know, he's been doing really, really well with the things that we've been working on. But a lot of things are intentional. So if you want that time with your family, mm-hmm. if you want to have that family time, it's going to be intentional. I remember we were talking to one of our neighbors, and they said that every day they ride bikes with their kids, every single day.
Mm-hmm.
She said that's their outdoor activity,
mm-hmm.
unless it's absolutely too cold or raining or something like that. But they said sometimes the kids don't want to go, but they said that's what we do. We ride bikes every day. So the kids are learning, this is our family thing. This is our family time. We're all together. We're doing an activity together, as a family. And that's what they do. So I thought that was really, really good.
Right.
You know, creating, being intentional about what's that family thing that you do together. Is it going to be eating dinner together more in 2018? Is it going to be riding the bike together in 2018? What is it going to be that you guys do together? Is it going to be we're going to wake up and we're going to go to church every Sunday together as a family in 2018? I don't know what it's going to be for you. And we're still making our list for Gabe over here. But I do know one thing, that everything that we have accomplished with him has really been intentional.
That's right.
Yeah, it's been intentional. And it's taken lots of work and lots of consistency and lots of repetition over and over and over and over again. But guess what? It's getting better
every
day.
Getting better, getting better, getting better. I'm getting better every day. I'm getting stronger every day. Yeah.
moving forward.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Moving forward and looking forward.
Amen.
To the new year.
Yes. That song is going to be great for 2018. It's great for right now, but I'm so excited because I talked to my producer and he said that my CD is getting closer and closer to completion. So hopefully, he said by the end of the year, which is only 8 more days. So, fingers crossed. Praise the Lord. I can't wait because I have so many songs that I want to share with you guys.
Awesome.
And, you know, it's been such a dream to be able to work and work on this music and be able to share it with you. I know the Lord didn't give it to me just to sit on it. So I want to use it and share it and give people hope through music. And I love it. I love music. I love singing. And I love being able to share it. And I love the way that, you know, unfortunately, the way that I get the music sometimes isn't the most pleasant experience. Because a lot of times music, and when you're really an artsy person, a lot of things are birthed through pain and pain and suffering. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But praise the Lord, you're able to, I always, God, even through our trials and tribulations, God has allowed me to be able to use that and turn it around for good.
Right.
And to have a positive word that can come from it, some positive music that can come from it.
From tragedy to triumph.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know.
For with God, nothing will be impossible.
Nothing will be impossible. So we are so excited. And it is getting better every day.
Every day.
And that song, it says it, you know.
That's our confirmation.
It's getting better every day.
Yeah, we're going to keep on declaring and decreeing that.
Every day. I tell Gabriel, and then when anybody asks, how's Gabriel's eyes? They're getting better every day.
No, that's right.
He shall see clearly. How's Gabriel doing? He's getting better every day. How's he doing it? Yeah, ABC 1, 2, 3. He's getting better every day.
Seeing clearly.
Seeing clearly. So everything.
You have to speak positive, no doubt. Because people are just, every person that comes and challenges you and asks you that question, you know, that's our test to see if we're going to speak doubt. Are we going to negativity, or are we going to be positive and expecting the right result from God to manifest in his life?
He's getting better every day.
Better every day. He's seeing clearly every day.
And he's getting, he's talking, look, he's making more sounds every day.
Right.
Everything. He's just improving. I mean, drastically.
So you like to say, call those things that be not.
As though they were. Okay.
And believe God by faith.
I'm telling you, even when we go on an elevator, if we're on the 10th floor and we got to go down to the first floor, if I say we're going down, I say only on the elevator.
That's right. Be careful what you speak.
I'm not even saying we're going down. We're only going down on the elevator. Let's be clear. But in everything else, we're going up. Okay. And
oh gosh, guys,
it's going to be a great year. We're excited and so thankful to the Lord for 2018, and I challenge you guys to make your list of the things that you're going to be intentional about with your family this year. What are you going to be intentional about this year? Are you going to have better eating habits? Are you going to have more family time? You know, what are going to be some things that you're going to do?
And don't forget to take time out for yourself.
Always do that.
Always make sure you schedule time in on your busy schedule every day. For you, even if it's only 30 minutes to 1 hour, take your time for you so that you can give time to others. And then you won't mind giving time to others because you got your time in for the day.
That's a good point. You know, a lot of times I think the parents feel guilty when they just need that, I need that minute. Mm-hmm. But whatever is your happy thing, do that for, you know, get your 30 minutes in even before you start the day. A lot of times you can't. You know, when you have children that are really demanding, you might not be able to do it right in the middle of the day, but you might do it before you start the day. Even if it's going, you know, exercising or doing something that makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Exercising. I used to get up before Gabriel got up and exercise. And I know those days I felt like, I can take over the world, you know. and then those days, most of the days now, I haven't got on that elliptical. It's probably so dusty. I need to get on it. But, you know. Those are the days when I feel so great, you know, when I get up and exercise and do something.
Just take time for you. It doesn't even have to be exercise. It could be, you know, writing or listening to some music, just getting your mindset right, having your posture right with the right attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Waking up with the right attitude every day is such a blessing so that you won't pass on negative spirits around other people. Set your atmosphere for where you want to remain and live, and so that when other people come into your atmosphere, it's already set. They
Amen.
Won't come in with no, you know, disgruntled attitude, you
yeah.
know.
And we, our posture is with God.
Yes,
all
for
things
with God.
Are possible. Nothing yes. shall be impossible.
For so with that, God, nothing will be impossible.
Nothing will be impossible. Yes. It says it right there in yes. the Bible.
That's
just
right.
read it. You know what I'm saying?
Luke 1:37.
It says it right there. That's what I'm going to believe. I believe what God said. Right
yeah.
there, it says it.
And if you don't remember anything else, just always say, I believe God.
Amen. So you guys, you are the star in your own movie.
Yes.
We want you to know that. And we just challenge you this year, start videoing, capturing your movie so
yes.
that you can share it with the world.
Right.
Because we want to learn from you as well. We want to see what's going on, what's working, what's not working. You know what I mean?
Don't always just, look at what's right.
Yeah. But look at what's right. But then yeah. also people can learn from what's wrong too.
With, yes.
You know, what's not working. So I can learn. I learn from both, guys. I
yeah, can you learn can learn from both.
From what's working and what's not working.
Then you can know how to
Then we can know how to fix it. Exactly.
Fix it, Jesus.
Yeah. Fix it like you said you would.
Yes, Lord.
So we are
ready
to win.
Are you ready to win? I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
Are you ready to win? I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
Are you ready to
win?
I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
So let's jump on your turn around and spin. Get ready to win.
Be prepared, cause everywhere you're watching us. Try to guess our next move, but they can't because we've been at it for some time and the feeling's right. Nothing's gonna stop us tonight, tonight. So are you ready to win? I am, I am, I am.
Don't wait, don't wait.
Are you ready to win?
To win,
I am, I am, I am.
Don't wait, don't wait.
Are you ready to win?
All right, guys. We are ready to win out there.
Yes, we are.
I'm so excited, guys. We are just so thankful. I just want to thank you guys so much for all of your support throughout the year. This has just been an awesome, amazing year.
Yes.
I can't believe it's Christmas already.
Already.
2 days to Christmas, and I'm just so excited. I know you guys are going to have an awesome Christmas. This is your countdown to Christmas, and we've tried to give you some great ideas over the last month to give you some strategies for how you guys can have some great Christmases. So I hope that you upload your pictures of your kids opening up their gifts. I would love to see if any of our ideas work for you about, you know, getting them just interested in opening up candy at first and then the bigger gifts and the bigger gifts. I hope that you guys have been able to take some of the tips and apply them so that you can have some great, great, great Christmases this year.
Yeah.
And being able to desensitize them through Santa Claus and all that good stuff. So this is Star.
Pastor Dad.
And we are ready to win, you guys. And we just want to leave you with this.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Woo!
Woo! Love you guys. We do love you. Thanks for following us on our journey.
Yes.
And have a blessed, blessed, blessed rest of 2017. We'll see you again in 2018, you guys.
All right.
And for more information about the Giveaway Foundation, go to www.giveawayfoundation.org. We love you.
Love
and
you.
We are ready to win.
Bye now.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.